This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Rick Mazer, the CEO of Forum Energy Metals, is with me today on Stockbox after the company has released an update across the projects and set out the plans for 2022. And Rick, I believe you're not long back from a field visit. How are you doing?
Oh, doing really well. It was really nice to get up to our Love Lake nickel copper palladium project, look at some drill core in the field and get a lay of the land, visit the deposits, the mineral showings that we're going to be drilling this year. It's nice to get out of the house and out in the field again.
Indeed,
with COVID, right?
Yes, a long time coming for sure. But it is getting slightly easier every day. Mm-hmm. So let's look then at your release and the update. So you first of all update on the uranium project, and let's look at the Northwest Athabasca project to begin with. You've got a big drill program planned to discover what you say is a uranium deposit you believe is there. And you're also increasing your interest, aren't you, in the project. So what can you update the market on with the Northwest Athabasca Uranium Project?
Yeah, so the Northwest Athabasca joint venture is one of eight projects that we have in the Athabasca Basin. And that's one of our key projects. We drilled it in 2012, 13, and 14, getting a lot of sniffs of uranium. There's intense alteration on the property. What we need to do is find that trap that has trapped the uranium into an economic deposit. There's so much smoke on that property. And, you know, to get into the details, I would suggest that you have a chat with Ken Wheatley, our VP Exploration. This is certainly his favorite project, and we're going to deploy some of the capital that we raised this year to advance the Northwest Athabasca project. The plan is 12 to 15 holes mm-hmm. in the first quarter of 2022. There is an existing deposit there. It's 1.5 million pounds of uranium. It's small. But it's perched up in the sandstones. And what we're looking for is a very large deposit at the unconformity between the sandstone and the basement rocks, or deeply within the basement rocks, where some of these large deposits occur in the Athabasca Basin. So that's the focus. And we think there's a lot of targets there yet to be tested. Ken has picked three of the best ones that we want to take a look at in this program. Really looking forward to getting back and exploring at the Northwest Athabasca project.
Okay. And of course, uranium, the uranium market and uranium price is doing quite well recently.
Tremendous. Yeah, we're starting to see, as I said, I mean, we're in the early innings of a very bullish uranium market. The spot price has recently, just in the past 2 weeks, really gone from in the early $30 mark up to $37 on the spot market. There's some very interesting dynamics going on in the uranium market right now. Mm-hmm. And of course, with the growth in clean energy, the demand for clean energy, carbon-free energy, nuclear energy is getting its due, finally, I believe.
Good. Good to hear. So let's now take a look at the energy metals projects that Forum have. And let's start with Janice Lake, the copper-silver project. Now, you finished a further 9 drill holes with results expected in mid-October, so fairly soon. So, again, what can you update the market on with regards to Janice Lake?
This summer, Rio Tinto finished up the 9 holes that on the refuse target that they did not get to drill during the winter because of the, mm-hmm. the short winter that we had. So that was their focus was to continue that program, follow up on some of those interesting drill intersections over the winter months. So that's been completed. Another big part of the program this summer was a regional focus to exploration. So they had quite a team of prospectors and geologists mapping and sampling the full 52 kilometer extent of the sedimentary basin. The drill area that has been drilled to date only encompasses about a length of 5 or 6 kilometers, and there's another 40 or 50 kilometers of potential on that property. So that was a big focus of this summer's program.
Okay. And Love Lake, then, that's the nickel, copper, and palladium project. Is it right you're currently drilling as well with samples that have already been sent off for analysis?
Yeah, Love Lake is underway. We started drilling there about the first week in August. We mobilized to the camp, and we've got 7 holes into it already. 2 of 3 of the targets that we've identified have been drilled. As I said, 7 holes. 3 more holes are likely to come under our budget and what we want to take a look at. The first 3 holes that have been drilled have been sent to the lab. We'd love to get the analysis while we're still in the field drilling, so that we know what we're dealing with. You can see things visually, of course, but you have to have the assays. So it'd be nice to get the results before we have to pull out at the end of the month here. But you know what? There's so much exploration activity going on. The labs are just really backed up. I'm hoping that the lab that we deal with at the Saskatchewan Research Council will do us a favor and speed things up so that we can have a look at what's in that drill core.
Okay. Well, let's hope so. But I suppose if the labs are busy, that is confidence in the mining and exploration space, if there's plenty going on, which is good to hear. So I wonder if we can just touch briefly on the cobalt project that you have. We've not spoken about it before, but it is in the update there. Do you want to say a few words on that project?
Sure, Mark. Yeah, we acquired the Quartz Gulch cobalt copper property in Idaho. It's really our only project outside of Saskatchewan, and it really was just an opportunistic investment that we made in 2019. So Quartz Gulch is on trend from the past producing Blackbird mine in Idaho, and is also on trend with Gervois Global Mining development of their Idaho cobalt operations. So our Quartz Gulch project is very strategically located right next door to those two mines. So it was a great opportunity for us that we made 2 years ago. So finally, I think with the increase in cobalt prices that we're seeing again, as a battery metal, we decided to get out on the ground and follow up on some of the geochemical anomalies that are on that property that have never been investigated in probably 30 years.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for giving us that update across the whole portfolio of Forum. I wonder if I can ask you just as a final thought, what are you most looking forward to? Do you have a excitement about any particular project or what's to come?
Well, we're liking what we see, that what's coming out of the Love Lake drill holes.
Mm-hmm.
So it always comes down to assays.
Yeah.
It always comes down to assays. So we got to wait for that. I am very interested in getting back at our Northwest Athabasca uranium project. There's something there. Okay. I both Ken and I feel that there's a monster lurking somewhere. We just have to get out there and drill more of these targets.
Okay, good. Well, thank you very much, Rick Mazur, the CEO of Forum Energy Metals.
Okay, thanks, Mark. We'll talk again.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews, and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.